have your attention, please.
WGM, you? I don't know why I hesitated there. What radio station do we work at? WGMU, I think that's the one.
Yeah.
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
All right, welcome back. We are keeping the train rolling. The 6th annual College Radio Day, celebrating in full, what do you call it? Full range here at WGMU, as we try to do all the time. Several guests have joined me now as my original guests. I shouldn't say guests. I'm not like holier than thou doing this. I'm just the guy flapping his gums the most, and I'm sorry about that. Coming up pretty shortly, there will be much more of everyone else and less of me. But joining me now are two vital components to this whole operation. I mean, it's really a team effort at WGMU. We consider ourselves a family, and I think that's very accurate. And we do not have enough chairs in here, I don't think. There is chaos behind me. Everyone's a big part of this, and we have several people joining me here now. Very glad to be doing it. I'm sure everyone is tired of hearing me just filibuster this thing. So we
perfect for government.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can filibuster this thing all day long. I don't know how much people would like it, but I could do it.
Well, I mean, does anybody really like a filibuster?
No, probably not. Probably not. You have to be really good to just talk forever and have people interested in it.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, that's tough to do. I don't care who you are. That is incredibly tough to do. Well, let's see. Been doing this for about an hour now, you know, and I think you just heard Kyle Weedye, a good friend of the station, and myself. I would consider him a friend. He follows me back on Twitter. I think that's the ultimate sign of friendship right there. He does a great job discussing Wizards. Very cool of him to be joining me. And thanks to Brad Jones, the interview before that, which I recorded back in September. But that is my all-time favorite interview I've ever conducted because I'm such a big fan of his. And it was really hard to contain my excitement. I didn't want to fanboy out on him when I did it. So a very cool guy and could not be happier with what he does and how he does it. But enough about me. I mean, seriously, I need to be quiet. I need to stop flapping my gums.
Corey. He's Corey.
joining us in studio now, in addition to Jess and Sasha, Miss Jackie Reed, the local music director,
hello.
Another director, and Dia McCollum, one of the coolest last names I've ever heard. Yeah.
Say hi, Dia.
Hello, everybody.
Say hi into the microphone so we can hear you, Dia.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting.
It's a whole new world.
Dia is the... I'm going to call you co-marketing director with Grant.
I'm okay with the word assistant.
She works her butt off.
Because basically what I see is Grant delegates a good amount of work to you. I mean, am I accurate in that observation?
He gives me the easy stuff, to be fair.
Hey, but where would we be without you, though? We need you.
No, I am horribly inept at social media. I was just talking to Jackie about this during the break.
Are you really?
Yes, yeah. I am not good at it at all. Like, I think I'm clever. Like, you know what? This is going to be great. I'm going to just knock this thing out of the park.
Filibusters through tweets. Come listen to me at 11 because I'm Corey Morgan.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm a part of the nice guys on WGMU Radio, and I'm on air.
I'm a big deal, all right? I'm just a huge deal.
I
think about it all the time. I mean, everyone...
He thinks about how big of a deal he is.
Everyone knows it here. I annoy everyone with just saying, hey, big time Corey Morgan coming to the building. Clear the area, all right? But Jackie, you have contributed a lot to the station in your first year as local music director, you know, by definitely contributing the most content to our website. Talk a little bit about what you've done and maybe what's been your favorite thing to do so far.
So what I've been doing is I've been doing a lot of interviews and writing articles for a lot of events, even on campus, which is really fun. Yeah. Last week, I just covered the Political and Policy Communication Forum, and that was really cool because former governor of Maryland, O'Malley, was there, which was really awesome. And hearing him speak was like amazing, as always. And I don't know, it's just really cool. Like, I get into contact with a lot of bands and artists that are up and coming, and if I find them fit for the station, I will definitely listen to them, do a little research and see if we could maybe set up something. It's just it's kind of improvised along the way. I don't really plan things ahead of time. Just kind of happens and I have to deal with it. So it's really fun. It's really, really fun.
How often do you reach out to people and hear back? Or is it more of the time you, let me reverse. Okay. People reach out to you and then you respond to that. I mean, what would you say the percentage is there?
I would say, okay, at the beginning, I did a lot of research. I researched probably like 30 to 50 bands, reached out to all of them via email or Facebook, got back about 10 to 15 responses asking for interviews, performances, just like sending their music to the station. And I was able to get about 20 to 30 songs in the local music rotation. So that's really cool. Also, I would say I've been getting more emails from other people saying, hey, I want to come in. Right. I've seen your articles. I want to be interviewed by you.
That's cool.
It's really cool. Really cool. I actually got tickets to see CRX, who's the front man, Nick Valenci, guitarist of The Strokes. I got tickets to see his band next week. So I'm really excited about that. I'm actually doing a phone interview with him later today with Mikey. So really excited for that. And it's just really fun.
Mikey by Marini.
Yeah.
He's supposed to come in here. I'm calling him out if he doesn't
show
up.
Where are you, Mike?
Where are you, Matt? Matt's
Where's Maddie D?
We're just missing all
Mikey
friends.
B and Maddie D.
Yeah. Or Maddie Ice, as I once called him in email. And he was like, did you call me Maddie Ice?
That is hilarious. I was thinking of all the different like Matt related puns we could call him.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, everything with Matt, like, M-A-T in it, like, bath mat.
Or, oh, my goodness.
I feel like doormat would be insulting, but, like, that's not what I mean. I just mean, like, you know, like, everything Matt-related. And what prompted this is I got an email from someone that, first of all, thought I was Matt, and second of all, spelled Matt, M-A-T. So they were like, hey, Matt, period.
My God.
Like, hey, M-A-T, period. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Awkward.
Oh.
I still get called Alex, which is perfect because in Russian, a lot of people who are Alexander are called Sasha. So
what?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, it totally is a thing.
So they're like, hey, Alex. And I'm like, one, that's not I, even though one, the
that
emails
is not
are definitely
I.
different. So that's always fun, especially when promoters are really adamant about getting their music on air and it's not FCC clean, so I can't play it anyway. And they're like, but we really want to send you this. We really want you to play it. But there's like
you're
F-bombs everywhere.
Neat.
And I'm like, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this submission, but I can't play it. So thanks.
So do you just have to tell them, look,
no,
this
I
is.
No, I just, I completely.
Just like don't reply.
I don't reply.
Oh.
Turn on my red receipt and don't reply.
Wow.
I get a lot of rappers. Do you get we?
Oh my goodness, so
like
many
a lot
rappers.
Of really random rappers from.
I got one.
Everybody thinks they're a rapper. Like
I got
everyone.
One and his.
Check out my mixtape.
The name of his song was like "Police Keep Shooting." I'm like, nope, my friend, we can't do that today.
Like, I'm sorry, we generally want those folks on our side. Yeah. So.
I like the police. I'm a crim major. That's probably
right.
What
I'm a huge
end
fan.
Up doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Big fan of the Popo.
The Fuzz, great dudes.
Hot Fuzz.
I love calling them the Fuzz. It's like my favorite name for cops. Like, oh man, it's the Fuzz. You're just like, oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're just like, oh.
Oh, she's that kind of person.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be in a car, and I'll be like, ugh, the fuzz. And, like, half of the people will know because it's just me, and that's how I talk. And the other half will just be like, what are you?
What's the fuzz?
What are you?
Is that an artist?
Can I tell you guys something? The weirdest submission I've ever gotten was from, like, a 70-year-old dude.
Yes.
And he... He was really cute about it. He sent me a video of him playing the guitar, just him and the guitar, mm-hmm. and he was singing all about Hillary Clinton.
That's amazing.
It was the weirdest thing. Hmm. But the fact that he had like a really cheerful disposition just like made it all better. Like I'm probably not gonna put that on the rotation, but still that just made my day. It was the coolest
that
thing.
That is awesome. Can I be his friend? Also, like, other seriously. Question, was it Bernie Sanders?
Oh.
And that's the real question.
So many questions.
Did you
conspiracy?
Did you respond to this man, or
you were like I love
I did
you.
Not know.
You need to respond to
Are
him.
Are you going to
I
Jackie?
Might. I don't know. It's still the email is still in my Gmail, but
Jackie,
I don't
as
know.
Your boss, I'm telling you, you need to respond
this
to him.
Required now.
The fact that he uses emails and he's 70 is astounding.
True.
Yeah, you
That's
need to
impressive
respond
in
to
it of itself.
He may not be able to like get your email, but you need to respond.
Dial up.
If he can record himself like singing and playing the guitar,
he
deserves
a
response.
So
yeah, I want to see this. Oh my God. I also want to send him a handwritten letter like, hey, we appreciate that you exist.
Maybe
Love
send
WGNU.
Him some merch or something.
We should. That's
oh
such
my God.
A good idea. We're going to send this dude a care package from WGMU.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, really. Happy holidays from the
We're
fam.
Thankful for you.
We're thankful that you exist, sir. Oh, man.
Jackie, do you have any odd stories to tell about your time? And this goes to Dia as well. Okay. I mean, working at a radio station, you have some characters working there. You have odd interactions. I've had a few.
Mostly with me.
No. Right. But I've talked a bit too much, so I'm curious to hear what either of you got.
Okay, I have two stories. The first one, I was live doing my show, Jamming with Jackie, mm-hmm. and I was talking. I was doing a PSA or whatever, and then all of a sudden, the microphone on the stand just, like, falls. So I had to, during the whole show, I had to hold it up.
Like your mic fell off.
Yes, so okay. I had to hold it up the entire show, so it was, like, I don't know, it was really
Oh,
awkward.
No.
Sasha, that happened to you and I.
Yeah.
When we were on air, like, mm-hmm. what yes. was that, last week, the week
I
before,
think so, yeah.
whatever
we need
week
to, like,
that was.
Fix
yeah,
fix these a little.
Yeah, I just, them. Like, was screwing something and, like, putting it in the
dropped.
Top, and then it just dropped straight yeah. out. Was it you that was watching, Corey? Oh, no, it was Michael.
Yeah.
Our engineer was watching the feed
oh
and was like,
God.
Did you just
oh,
break
yeah,
the
that's
studio?
Right, that's right.
And we were like, no.
Did you just break
it?
The studio?
We were like, no, yeah. it's not yeah. as bad
it's not
as it looks.
Falling apart, I swear.
You didn't see anything. Therefore,
it didn't happen.
It's all yeah, a facade.
Right? What are we talking about exactly?
His word versus ours.
Yeah.
It's two versus one.
Oh, my God.
So, you know.
I love that.
It's universal.
Funny. What about you, Dia? I'm
yeah.
sure you have some exciting stories for us.
Well, you work with Grant, so,
yeah.
I mean, there's
oh, yeah.
got, you know, we all love Grant. I mean, he's a great guy, but he's a character,
oh,
I will say.
A sweetheart. He makes a lot of weird noises, though, just while he
oh
works.
My God. Can you give us an example of one of the weird noises that he makes?
Can you elaborate
Usually
on that?
Usually it's just lots of, like, variations of yelling. Like, we'll just be working silently, and he'll just go, ugh! I don't really know what to do with that. Actually, I do have a story. This isn't
oh
related
God.
To WGMU, actually. I worked orientations over the summer, mm-hmm. which is not a music-related job at all. And this one freshman student came in, and he brought his mixtape with him.
Yeah.
Like, 10 or 20 copies, and he was handing them out to people, and I actually have one, and
right.
it's actually really good. So
oh my goodness.
I need to bring it in and have you guys listen to it. Yeah, it's like he worked with like some like B-level rapper who like helped mix his stuff. It was actually really good.
That's so
and
funny.
Half of it's in Korean.
What?
It's
Dude,
very interesting style.
Such a thing.
Yeah, it's really good. I you guys need to listen
like
to it.
Like K-hip hop. My boyfriend was listening to it, and he's like, yo, this is fire. I'm like, please stop. This is why you're
fire,
not a part
yes.
of the radio station.
Yo, this is fire.
Yo, this is fire. I'm like, it might be spicy teriyaki, but, like, we
oh
can't do this right now because half of the words in Korean are cuss words, and I'm pretty sure that's still against FCC.
I would think so, yeah.
I would imagine so.
Super funny.
Well, we have some new guests in here.
Hello.
Hi, friends. We have our general manager, Matt Dotson, and a little further back is our marketing or co-marketing director, Grant.
Hello, everyone.
Howdy, Matt. Pile in.
Well, I'm glad. Friends.
I raised my seat too high for the microphone. I had to lower it back down. There we go. That's better.
I'm glad. I called everyone out, and I said they would be here, and I wasn't made a liar, so that's good.
Except Mikey B apparently has no idea where to go, so I know. Someone should probably tell him.
Come on, come on.
Mikey.
I don't know why he doesn't know where to go. There's only two places that we work.
He's also the oldest guy on staff.
Well, we said that we're doing a radio show.
Right.
Where else would we be doing the radio show, Mikey?
These are the mics that the mic is supposed to be on.
True.
Mic on what mic?
Oh.
These mics.
No chance.
No hope. No soap, no hope.
We heard, Grant, we heard that you make some really weird noises.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we heard that that's like your thing. So we were hoping that you could give us an example of one of your really weird noises.
Well, you see, my noises, they flow like when the faucet's on, but only when I'm bored, okay? So it would really be offensive to you guys if I were to make these noises, because I'm not bored in your company.
That's very sweet, Grant.
Yeah. That is sweet.
So we're going to have to pass on the noises for now, because last time I got put on the spot to do anything, it didn't turn out well for me.
Although
you should tell us what happened.
Oh, no. We're good for that name.
I do hear you hear you say stuff. It's about to go down. I think I've heard you say that three times.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
like as you're walking out of the office, like, what is he gonna do? Bash someone's car with a bat?
And he's like about to take a hardcore nap.
Right.
What's about to go down? We'll never know.
I mean, yeah, you know, I just got a couple catchphrases, I guess it is. I like to provide myself some theme music throughout the day. Like, maybe I just think I'm a superhero. I think everyone's a superhero in their own way.
We need a soundboard for Grant's noises.
Honestly,
yeah, we should just make a soundboard of Grant's noises.
If I could have made one, I totally would have by now. Like, it would be sweet. Like, my showers consist of just me beatboxing in it because I get bored in the shower, you know.
You
shower
beatbox?
You just make noises, and I make them in a rhythm, and so that's where it goes.
So beatboxing is just noises in a rhythm.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
In the shower.
I mean, that's the setting of
the
place. It doesn't make it. Yeah. Really, though, and you've got the water, too. It really adds a whole nother spectrum.
All I hear is just, like, rushing water, and then Grant, like,
it's enlightening.
Yeah, it's like 2000s R&B music.
Wow. It's like a nice, like, gentle drip in the background. Like, boop. Yeah. Anyways.
See, there was an example of your really good sound effect.
Okay, see that? I don't know about that one.
I'm just taking the microphone away from him. That just needs to stop. I've never been glad that Grant talks into a microphone in this station. Happy College Radio Day, guys.
Yay! The 6th annual College Radio Day. Yeah.
Cheers to that.
So, catch me up. What have we been doing during our College Radio Day special? Our first annual College
Right.
Radio Day special.
Well, it's been a lot of me flapping my gums. I've played a couple of interviews that I've really liked that I've done myself. You can tell that I like myself quite a bit. I'm a fan of Corey Morgan. You know, really that kind of brings it up to now. We told some stories, both good and bad, about our time here in college radio at this station, you know, and really it's been a lot of fun, man. It's been close to a train wreck, but I don't think so. I think we've stayed on track enough.
Well, now the hype train's here. Mikey
All right,
B.
We're gonna let's
take a break.
All, Mike Barinski is the hype train.
I'm Mike on the mic.
That's
a net.
He's Mikey by
Mandy.
Sorry.
No, we're good.
Hype train is not
here. Before you take the microphone, I'd like to point out that so not only is he late, not only did he not know where we were doing our radio show, but he came in just about as loud as he possibly could. He just let the door slam. He just came in here and threw his stuff on the floor. I you could fool me if you said that you were a radio host on this station, just so you know.
Mike on the mic.
Mike on the mic.
What's up, everyone? This is Mikey B, a.k.a. Mike on the mic. I have a thing on.
Oh, my God.
I am on WGMuRadio.com. I got a review of the new Kings of Leon album that you should all check out.
Woo!
I did that myself. No proofreading. You proofread it, but besides that.
Who proofreads anyway?
Okay, so besides that, it's been a great semester at WGMU this semester. My last semester, I'm going to be heading out.
Boo.
Don't cry, guys, all right?
I'm gonna cry.
I'm glad. Someone's going to cry. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've been here for 3 years. Jesse, Matt, Jess all taught me some great things along the way. I'm proud of what's going to happen next. Some serious XM stuff might be happening. Maybe not.
Serious.
Yeah, pretty serious. But, yeah, besides that, just living life. Follow me on Twitter at Mikey B is a douche, and follow me on my Twitter for Mason Radio. It's at Mikey B WGMU. Yeah, I'm done.
All right, let's take a time out. Let's get situated. It is madness behind me. So we're going to take a time out. We'll talk some more about some stuff. Don't go anywhere. We're WGMU celebrating the 6th annual College Radio Day.